Aung San Suu Kyi has finally ended her silence on the Rohingya crisis in Myanmar's Rakhine state, saying that she condemns all human rights violations and that anyone who's held responsible will be brought in front of the law. Suu Kyi also said that Myanmar is not worried or scared of international scrutiny and that they deeply felt for the suffering of those caught in the conflict. This comes as the US has urged Yangon to end all military operations in the area.
In a new twist to the Tamil Nadu politics, DMK and Congress MLAs are contemplating mass resignation from the state assembly if the decision to disqualify 18 MLAs loyal to Dinakaran is not revoked. Sources have told CNN News 18 that about 100 opposition MLAs will put in their papers to pressurize Tamil Nadu governor to dissolve the state assembly and call for fresh elections. However, the DMK's next move will be decided after the party meeting this evening.
It's been a few weeks since Neymar completed his big money transfer from Barcelona to PSG. Neymar and Cavani have a set to be the biggest strike partnership in French football and European football, so to say. But have they really struck up a partnership? Not really. Probably not, because they seem to be fighting over who wants to take the penalties. Is there an ego spat that is happening between South America, two of South America's biggest strikers? Will this cause trouble for PSG?
The latest OS update for Apple devices in the form of iOS 11 will be rolled out globally today. Now, with the iOS 11, Apple is bringing AR experiences to its devices. There's also a dock feature that will provide quick access to the frequently visited apps through any screen. There are updates for Siri, Photos, Maps, Camera, as well as the Apple Pencil for the iPad Pro.
In a recently held press conference, Union Minister Ravi Shankar Prasad has said that the government will soon start linking the Aadhaar card with the driving license. This is to ensure that there is no duplicacy of the license. To read this and more, visit news18.com.